Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. So glad you're with me today. It has been way too long and I'm not even sure how we got here or how we are looking at the end of summer. And here I am finally coming back to say hello. And I'm so glad you're here. I don't know where the time has gone. It has been a great summer, as I'm sure all of you have had an amazing summer as well. And time seems to move faster and faster these days, which is absolutely not an excuse for not putting out a new episode, because I know everybody's time moves just as fast. And but you know what? I feel like I just spent time relaxing with my kids, and I had a couple opportunities to do some other things, and I was able to preach a couple weeks ago, and I was on vacation with my family and some friends, and you know, all the things. Can I just say life? And it's hard because this podcast means so very much to me, more than I could probably say. And but in that, I feel like there are times where I just have to set things down and maybe just take a minute. And so that's kind of where I was at. And, but I'm back and I'm so glad. And, I hope that this episode is finding you, in a good place and in a good spot. And, we're just going to jump in today because I'm excited just to, kind of hang and talk. I don't have any scriptures for today, which is odd, because I usually have a ton, or I try to give you a bunch, but honestly, I just really had it on my heart. And when I got thinking, back about what I have on my heart for today, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did this same thing last year. So it's worth repeating. And, that is just talking about, our kids. And I know that everybody is, some kids have already started back to school, but I know most kids are getting ready to go back to school, and what that looks like for parents, and especially for moms, and what that looks like for our kids. And just, let me preface this episode with saying this: whatever I'm about to say and talk about, I don't know, sometimes can trigger a little controversy, I suppose, if that's the word you want to use. Obviously, that's not what I'm trying to do by any means. And also, there's no condemnation to anybody else. I think sometimes, as most of you know, I homeschool my kids. And so anytime I talk about school or I talk about this subject really at all, I think maybe where I'm coming from or what I'm talking about could be twisted because I homeschool, but don't get it twisted. That's not what I'm here to do. I went to public school. My husband went to public school. I mean, the homeschooling, yes, is an incredible decision that was made for my family. Do I think that homeschooling is the best? Of course I do. Otherwise I wouldn't do it, because it's not easy. But yes, of course I agree with homeschooling. And of course I think it's the most wonderful experience, while being very difficult at the same time. But I understand that that's not everyone's choice. And that's not what everyone is going to do. So anytime I feel like I'm having a conversation with anyone or putting out something like this, I want this to encourage you. I don't want this to come from a place of, oh, well, Danielle just says that because she can homeschool her kids. Please don't think that that's where I'm coming from, or that I would want you to ever feel that way, because that's not how I feel. I understand that what we do with our kids, how we educate them, how they learn, how they grow, that is so personal to each person, each family, and I understand that. Listen, none of us are going to raise our kids the same way, do the same things all the time. That's not going to happen, and that's okay. So as I go through this podcast, please, hear from my heart and know that I truly want to encourage you, and that I'm coming from a place of love and blessing to you. So the one thing I want to say for going into this school year, that the word that God just really pressed on my heart is grace. And I know that it's like, really, grace? I mean, we hear about grace all the time, which is the most amazing thing that God has ever given us, which grace is Jesus. The Bible tells us that grace and truth came to us, which is Jesus. He embodies grace and truth. That's who he is. He is our unearned, undeserved, unmerited favor. And I think we need to have that grace for ourselves, but where that comes from is receiving God's grace for ourselves. And then from there, we can impart that grace onto our children, right? And I just think grace has to surround every single part and every single aspect of our lives. But as we walk into this new school year, I don't know about you guys, but like when I see the school supplies come out, like it gives me anxiety. I'm like, bleh, we're already at that point. It's already time for back to school. Yikes. I cannot believe it's time for that. And so my heart kind of feels for kids, because as exciting as it is to get all new school supplies, and as it is exciting to go to school, and the first little bit is so fun and it's exciting and my friends and all the things, like school does not come no matter what you're doing. No matter if you're homeschooling, public schooling, private schooling, I don't care what you're doing. School does not, learning does not come without its difficulties. It just does. Learning can be hard. Learning can be stressful, but learning can also be incredibly fun if we can just give ourselves grace and take the enormous amount of pressure off, right? And I think a lot of times what happens is there's this pressure from the world for our kids to perform. And that really starts as moms. Well, you know, you should be doing this and your kids should be doing this. And oh my gosh, you know, lay it all out, slather it on thick. And boy, you'll be feeling about an inch tall by the time it's all said and done. And when it comes to going to school, man, can that happen quick? The comparison meter starts to skyrocket, whether you want it to or not. It happens. And we have to come to a point as parents where the pressure is off of our kids. And I think there's a difference between a pressure to perform and then a loving pressure to do your best. I think expecting kids to try hard and do their best is absolutely important. And we need to impart that to them in no matter what they're doing, not just learning. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Of course, we want you to try. Of course, we want you to try your hardest and we want you to do your best. But I think what happens is when we get in the arena of school and academics, this pressure tends to mount. And it can come from teachers. It can come from the kids' their peers. It can come from parents. And I think what ends up happening is it's, you should be doing this and you should be better at this and you and you and you and you. And suddenly, school is not fun. Learning is not fun. There's fighting in the house. Everybody's upset. Nobody's learning anything. Relationships are strained. And for what? For what? I mean, and that's where I know, again, what I'm saying, some people are like, because Danielle, they need to learn. Okay. Yes, they do. Kids need to learn. And obviously I understand that. And I want my kids to learn. But there is a difference between learning and hurrying to try to memorize something out of stress and confusion and anxiousness because I have to get this right or I'm going to be in trouble. There's the difference. See, we have to place our children back in the hands of God. We have to give our kids back to Him. And if we can truly, truly understand what that means we take our hands off. That doesn't mean we're not helping them. We're not teaching them. We're not guiding them. We're not loving them. No. What I mean is we are not responsible for our kids to be affluent in everything that they do. It's not our responsibility to make sure that they know and retain every single thing that they ever learn ever in their lives. That's impossible to do. It's impossible, and it's not your responsibility. It's our responsibility to help them to be a learner, someone who can learn. Can you learn? Yes. Well, if you can learn, you can do anything. And if we can teach them to learn, and if we can give them back to God and help them to trust Him and follow after Him, don't you know that He already has a plan and a purpose for their lives? And if they can follow Him and they can learn and they've grown in a house where they are loved and they're cared for, not berated for what they don't know, then they can trust their Heavenly Father who will not fail them, who will lead them and guide them to do the very thing that He birthed them and created them to do. He will not fail them. But when we hold on to them so tightly and we harp on them and we get onto them so much that you have to know this and you have to do this and we are not leaving any area for God to truly grow them and shape them and help them be the person that He created them to be. Because God didn't create them to be lazy. God didn't create them to not know anything. God didn't create them to not be successful. So we think, well, if I stop pushing them and if I stop pressing them and I stop, you know, doing this thing or that thing, they'll become lazy. They'll become this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, those things aren't of God. Those things aren't of God. And those are life skills. That's not, you don't learn that at school anyway, right? I was the laziest student you've ever known. And my parents didn't raise me to be lazy by any means, but I didn't care about school, which if you are a high schooler or a college student or anyone listening to this, that was a bad choice. I should not have been lazy in school. And I truly mean that because now learning and growing with my kids, I wished I would have paid attention better or more, but I use school as a social club instead of learning hour. But that's for another podcast. And if you're listening to this and you can relate, you are giggling too. I would have been the last person that anyone would have thought that was homeschooling her kids. But I tell you what, learning alongside your kids and going back to all of those subjects and relearning so many amazing and incredible things, there is nothing more fun than that. But I say all of that to say, God has a plan. God has a purpose. And the world is going to tell you who your child should be, what they should know, how well they should know it, what they should be doing. That gets to be too much. That is not a system that God has for you. It's not. And every time we try to take our child and measure them up against what the world says, we've got the wrong measuring stick. We need to be saying, Lord, how is my child doing with you? And moms, we know when our kids are doing well and we know when they're not. And I'm here to tell you that school is important. Yes. But it's not the most important. It's not. That's not to say that learning isn't important. Remember, school and learning can be two completely separate things. I don't know about you. I've been graduated from high school now for 20 years, and I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, and I'm still doing all of that without school. And I say that because I want you to have grace. I want you to be able to relax. Because when you can relax and when your expectations are lowered, and I mean that, Can we lower our expectations for our kids? Not in who they are as a person, not in their manners, not in their walk with the Lord, not in their effort, but lower the expectation, because the world's expectation of who your child should be probably doesn't even line up with what God has for them anyway. So when we have this bar that the world has set, we end up thinking that our kid is failing or that they're not measuring up, when in reality, that bar was never meant for them to begin with. That expectation was never meant for that child to begin with. Each child should have their own measurement, should have their own bar of expectation. Even the children within your own family. My two kids are not the same, and I know that you agree with me in your own family. No two kids are the same. And unfortunately, in the school system, they only have one bar, one measuring stick, one expectation. And not every kid is going to meet it at the same time, in the same way, you know, however. And because we care about our kids and because we want them to be successful, it starts to weigh on us. And when it weighs on us, we project that onto our kid. And suddenly now we have a battle in our family, or there's some tension between us and our kid, and it's not worth it. I'm here to tell you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to fight and argue over math problems and have a child that is sobbing and crying and not feeling good enough because it's too hard. That is not worth it. And I mean that with every fiber of my being. Our children are more than math problems. They're more than the chemistry that's too hard to understand. They're more than the paper that they can't seem to finish writing. They are more than that. School is but a blip in their lives, in our lives. And the most important things is that we can raise our kids to know and love Jesus, to follow after him, to be a good person, to walk with God, that they would be able to love others and show others how much Jesus loves them. And I'm here to tell you that when you raise your children in that way, God will not fail them. He won't. And if we could see our children's lives the way that God can, if we could, you know, somehow see their whole life planned before them, and we could see they end up happy and they end up successful and they end up being everything that God called them to be, would we lay off a little bit? Could we just live a normal life without the stresses and the anxieties of what school can bring? Could we do that? Of course we could. But see, God's saying, you can't see that far in advance, but I can. So can you trust me? Can you trust me? And when we say, yes, Lord, I trust you, the pressure's off. And when the pressure is off of us, the pressure can be off of our kids. It doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be anxiety ridden. Listen, that doesn't mean there's not hard things. And that doesn't mean that sometimes our kids don't have to do the hard thing, because they do, and they should, and they will. But there's a difference between helping them through those hard times with love and grace and compassion, instead of that expectation and if you don't get this, you're not going to be, and da 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 da, all of these things. Because that comes from the world. That's not from God. So when we pull out the measuring stick, can it be the one that God has given us for that individual child? Can we put our expectations on our kids that God would have for us to put on them? Amen. Our kids need a home and parents that love them and nurture them and guide them and show them. Yes, academics are important, but it's not always the most important. And I want to give you the freedom to say, yeah, that's true. I don't have to go into this school year with crazy expectations. I can go into the school year with joy and peace and happiness, knowing that my kid is special. My kid is loved by a heavenly Father who will never, ever fail them. And if I can walk with them through this school year with that mindset, we're not going to fail. We can walk through it knowing that they're going to learn and they're going to grow and they're going to be better for it. Amen. But I want to switch gears for one quick second, because I want to make sure that we also understand that as parents, it is your responsibility to make sure that you know exactly what your kids are learning. What are they learning? What are they reading? What are they talking about in school? Listen, we can't be there with our kids that whole time. But when we place our kids in the hands of teachers, we're telling our children, you can trust this person. And what this person is telling you, you can believe and you can trust. That is what we're telling them. So can they? Can they trust what the teacher is saying? Can they trust the books and the classes? Can they trust those things? And it's your responsibility to find out. Because I'm here to tell you that the world would rather ask for your forgiveness than tell you things ahead of time. And I mean that. And that's not to get anybody upset or get anybody fired up. That's to say we have a responsibility. And that's a good thing. Because then we can help our children when we know what they're going to be learning, what they're going to be talking about, what books they're going to be reading. Then we can better equip ourselves to be able to help them, which in turn makes everything less stressful, right? You have the final say. You are the parent. You get to say what happens to your child, and no one can ever take that from you. And sometimes that might take courage, but I'm here to tell you that you have more courage in your pinky finger when you walk with God than any group of people that could try to come against you. I promise you that. So go to the school board meetings. Go to the teacher. Ask ahead of time. Do it today. Send an email. Make sure you know and you can be informed and you can take that responsibility on. And know this, God loves your kids and He loves you. And He wants this next school year to be a year of growth in more ways than just one. So don't get caught up in the busy of the world. Don't get caught up in the hectic, crazy, rushed mornings, and then we wonder why our kids are upset. Don't do that. Make a plan. Get things ready the night before. Then you can maybe spend some time, you know, reading a Bible verse in the morning. And you might be like, Danielle, yeah, right. You don't even know what my house is like in the morning. Listen, change it. Change it. Make a promise to yourself right now that you're not going to have crazy, hectic, insane mornings before you have to send your kids to school. Do things the night before. Get up a little bit earlier. Spend time with God yourself. You've got to get Him so much on the inside of you that it pours out onto your children. Can you make that promise to yourself? That you're going to allow God into your life more. You're going to allow Him into your child's life more. You're going to allow Him into your home and into this school year. Because I promise you, doing this next school year with Him will completely change everything. It doesn't mean you're not going to face hard times. It doesn't mean that your kid won't face hard times. What it means is when those hard times come, you are already prepared for those times that are ahead. We know that they'll come. So why not prepare now? Why not set yourself and your child up for a better year ahead of time? And that just means growing closer to the one that loves you the most. To the one that loves your child the most. So this year, grace. Receive God's grace that you can in turn be the one to give the grace. Have grace. Show yourself some grace. And know that your child is made perfect in the image of God. They have a specific plan and a purpose, and God will not, He will not fail them. He won't. So allow Him in. Can we just take a minute to pray a blessing over this next school year and over the kids? Just pray with me. Lord, we just thank you so much for our children. We thank you for blessing us to be the mothers, to be the fathers, to be the aunts, to be the friends of these kids that can make an impact, Lord. And Father, when the world sets an expectation, help us to turn from that expectation and look to you, Lord. Help us to measure our children against who you've called them to be. Not what the world says, Lord, but what you say. Lord, we want our children above all to know you, to follow after you, and in turn be people that help others to know you. We know that in the end, that is the most important, Lord. But Father, we thank you that you would walk with them in this school year, that they would be able to learn and grow academically, that you would help them to understand new things and new skills and concepts, Father. Lord, help us to have grace. Help us to receive it from you for ourselves and for our kids. And Father, most importantly, we just pray protection over every child, every teacher, every school, Father God. We thank you that you go before them. Your angels are with them every moment, Father, that when we can't be there, you are. We thank you for that, Lord, because you love them even more than we do. And when that's hard to comprehend, Father, I thank you that you gently remind us. Lord, you haven't failed us yet, and you never, ever will. And we know you'll never fail our children. So we thank you, Father, for an incredible year that when we look back, we can say, that was good. That was good. We may have had times, but we stuck with God, and he never failed us, and we had a good year. We want to look back and be thankful, not disappointed, Father. And we know that when we stick with you and we keep our eyes on you, that's what we can be, is thankful. Lord, thank you for loving us so much. And thank you for loving these kids and blessing us through this next school year. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that this morning you guys have been encouraged. Please share this message with anyone else that might need the same encouragement. And I'll see you here next week at That Girl.